on.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. What's doing?
Oh, my God. First of all, I was 5 minutes late. I apologize. But that's because I was dealing with some Shawn Mendes breaking news, which we will talk about later in the show. We're also going to talk about Candace. This is just it's the funniest thing to me. Candace Cameron Bure from Full House versus JoJo Siwa.
Really?
Yes. Britney Spears versus her mom. Honey Boo Boo. Sadness. Kylie Jenner ridiculousness. More ridiculousness with Dave Chappelle. And lots of exciting news to share. But first, for our listeners, you have a baseball cap on. You never wear a baseball cap.
I have before, haven't I?
Like, almost never. Huh. And secondly, you are, like, freshly shaven, and you never shave.
I shaved last week for the show.
You did?
Yeah.
No. You look like you're 39. Wow.
Well, I'll take that shit.
Wow. You're looking really good. Did you lose some weight, too?
No.
No?
I wish.
All right.
I think it's just the beard takes some grayness away, probably. I don't know, but thank you.
Well, speaking of younger Booker, I met up with Debbie Gibson.
Deb, how's she?
In Las Vegas. And I had in my mind that information that you shared with me that you hung out with her and you weren't sure if it was a date or not.
Yes.
So I brought that up to her. And
not a date. Date.
She doesn't remember either.
Yes.
She's not sure if it was a date or not, but she sends her regards. She remembers you.
Yeah.
So that it was memorable, but she just didn't remember if it was a date or not.
Yeah.
But that was fun. It was fun hanging out with her. And I hung out with Robin Anton as well from the Pussycat Dolls.
Killer.
We went out to Lavo. It was a good night. I'm also really happy and excited because this Monday, August 1st, on my interview only show right here, the same feed for everybody listening.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a big get. Shane Dawson. He is a very popular YouTuber, influencer, and giving his first interview in 2 years. He was, quote, canceled in 2020. And he's speaking out for the first time since being canceled in 2020. So we have a very lengthy, honest, and I think really awesome chat. So be on the lookout for that this Monday.
Sounds interesting. All right.
I'm having a great time in Vegas, but I'm also going crazy because the house that we originally got was bigger than this one. And then it canceled on us like a few days before. I just need my own space. I'm like going insane.
Really?
I'm going, like, everybody's on my nerves. My kids, my dog, my mom. So
how much longer are you in Vegas for? Because I did want to pop over.
I'm here until August 24th. So I'm here still for a bit longer. Let me know when
you
come. Can't
do it this weekend, but yeah, maybe in a couple weeks I'll come out because I do want to hit Vegas. I haven't been in a minute, and I'd love to see you over there. Maybe we could go to dinner and do something fun.
Have you been?
All good. Did I tell you we adopted the second dog?
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that.
We did. One of the dogs we were fostering, we were going to get a second dog, and the one dog passed away, and so we've been looking for another one, and the honey badger is what this dog is. We named her. We just call her Badge, but she's so sweet. She's a big big girl, and she's lovely and fun, so that's been
fun. Is she a puppy?
She is about 5 months, so puppy-ish.
Oh,
yes,
that's still a puppy.
She's so smart. Yeah,
she needs to be trained and everything.
She's got it already. She's already got sit and down, and she goes to the door to go outside. So she's right in pocket around here, so it's nice.
Well, we got to find a dog food sponsor that will sponsor the podcast.
I have a dog. Dog food is expensive.
I know. And if you listening right now have any gut issues, then let me tell you about Belly Welly. Booker's girlfriend loves Belly Welly.
She swears by that stuff. She loves it. She's been ordering it online on her own. I wish they'd send me more. I'm tired of paying for it.
I know.
They sucked her in with the free sample here, and she orders it online. She thinks it's a great snack, and it tastes great, and it's good for
you. And it's good for you, exactly. It's low FODMAP. If you've got gut symptoms like bloating, constipation, then these bars, brownies, goodies, the chewy treats are so healthy for you. Healthier than definitely something else you could take. And if you order right now at bellywelly.com, you can try these out. They're 3 grams of fiber, gluten-free, vegan. They've got a bunch of probiotics in them, and they come in great flavors. Go to bellywelly.com and use code PEREZ30 to get a 30% discount. That's BELLIWELLI.com and use code PEREZ30. All right. As I said, I was a few minutes late because just before the start, have you heard this about Shawn Mendes yet?
Kellen said something a minute ago.
Damn
she
it.
Said, no, she just mentioned his name and she said, what's going on with him? And I said, I don't know, anxiety. And I didn't know there was a story to follow. So please tell me.
Okay. So moments before we were set to record, Shawn Mendes, whom a few weeks ago had announced that he was taking some time off from his tour for mental health issues, he just announced that he is going to cancel his entire tour at the advice of health professionals that he's working with. I get it. I respect it. The thing that rubbed me the wrong way in the statement that he released was, quote, I have to put my health as my first priority. This doesn't mean I won't be making new music, and I can't wait to see you on tour in the future. I also recently randomly shared a Shawn Mendes sighting. A friend of mine saw him. He went to the Hollywood Bowl to go see the Paris Opera Ballet. You mentioned you see photos of him hitting up the gym, which is great. He's out and about and he's social. The fact that he mentioned making new music, my brain went two places. First, you should not have mentioned that, I think. It's disrespectful. You're well enough to make new music, get in the studio. That takes effort and this and that and the other, but you can't go on tour and honor your obligations. And two, I am even more certain than I was before that this is all about poor ticket sales. But I want to hear your opinion. Let's say poor ticket sales were 50% capacity. Is it that bad of a look to perform to just a 50% full arena?
Maybe it's you're losing too much money and they need to scale this thing down, cancel those dates, put him in an appropriate size room, that of, I don't know, maybe a hair salon, something very small somewhere, and reset. Because it's got to be money. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I always think it comes down to money.
Absolutely. So, they could have figured it all out instead of this announcement. They could have just said, you know, we're going to go in a different direction with the tour. We're going to do smaller, intimate venues.
Nobody does that. Nobody says, hey, we were wrong. We shot too big. It looks bad. But this looks bad, too.
Yeah.
We can read the room. I think anybody can. I think his career's going in the wrong direction. And I think his music needs to change. And he needs a sort of reboot. He needs to, like, reimagine something.
I was shocked when the tour was initially announced. And he was doing two nights at the arena in Los Angeles, crypto.com.
Really?
Yeah, two nights.
That surprises me big time.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
One actually surprises me big time.
Yeah, he had two scheduled, so this all makes sense. And let's be adult, it's probably poor ticket sales.
And you'll recall, you and I, we went to Camila Cabello's show at the Hollywood Palladium.
Yeah.
And remember how great that was?
It was because awesome.
Scaled down.
But still a good show. It felt like a big production.
Packed. People cared. It was the right size. He needs to do the exact same thing as his ex-girlfriend and move it down a notch and make it more intimate. No.
But his ex-girlfriend also announced an arena tour that then was aborted. I don't think you remember that.
It looks like he's doing the exact same playbook then. Yeah.
He is. I wish you well, Shawn. I don't know. I don't know. I'm a fan of transparency, though. Like, but the mental health card,
it's a very playable card in 2022.
Yeah, it's almost like safe. It's a safe bet. You know, you can't really be criticized for that when you say that as the excuse.
Watch us.
All right, moving on. One of my favorite stories of the last few days. On Sunday, JoJo Siwa made a video that she shared on social media. It was this trend where people flip their phone really quickly and have photos of folks, and they answer different questions like, celebrity you have a crush on, funniest person. I don't remember all of the things, but one of them, the one that caught people's attention the most, is rudest celebrity I've ever met. And people's pause button was on point because they were able to stop the video and see who JoJo Siwa was talking about. And it was Candace Cameron Bure of Full House and Fuller House, major God Squad member, and somebody that I've met more than once. I've never gotten any bad vibes from her. In fact, I interviewed her for my website. So she's accepting and more than tolerant. I don't think she would have done an interview with a gay dude if she really had problems with gay dudes, I think. Mm-hmm. Her brother, Kirk Cameron, that's a different story. They're different people. So yesterday, Candace actually, well, she was for a day trying to track down JoJo, wanted to speak to her. She was finally able to speak to JoJo and got to the bottom of it all. And it makes sense to me. JoJo, I think, is 19 years old now, around that, 19 or 18 even. But when she was 11 years old, JoJo Siwa went to the Fuller House premiere, was on the red carpet, because remember, she used to be on that Dance Moms show, so she's been around and working for a long time. She asked Candace Cameron for a photo, and Candace snubbed her, and it broke 11-year-old JoJo Siwa's heart. So that's why Candace Cameron is the rudest celebrity that she's ever met. But what's interesting is Candace made a video explaining all of this. And then she said, the takeaway is, it doesn't matter how big or small your following is, a video that you make can really affect people. So she ended things with, JoJo was in the wrong. But I don't think that's the case. JoJo shared an honest thought from a real experience, and she wasn't even mean about it. She didn't say Candace Cameron's an awful person or anything like that. She was lightheartedly sharing an experience that she had with a celebrity that was less than ideal.
A lot to do about nothing. Candace Cameron probably does not remember this interaction.
She didn't.
And she's, and at work.
Yeah.
And she's on a carpet.
Exactly.
That is a weird place to ask for a video too. And you're
moving
along, and there's so many things happening.
I see both sides. And I like both. So I don't think either of them are in the wrong. But that caught people's imagination. And that definitely was a big story. My question to you, who's the rudest celebrity you've ever dealt with?
Ashton Kutcher. Douchebag.
You've shared.
Awful human being.
Oh my God. Awful.
Just the rudest interaction I've ever had with a celebrity.
Let me see if I can find that interview right now. I have to try.
I don't think you can find it because I don't think they aired interview. The archives have got to be somewhere in E.T.'s locker. But
Chris Booker, Ashton Kutcher. They didn't air
it. I doubt it'll be there. Got to remember, this was pre-internet, too, where they didn't throw everything up on
the internet.
They should
have. Oh, well.
So, yeah, it would have been a great moment, him ripping off his microphone.
Oh, really?
Stomping away.
Oh, my God.
What a pure diva. Full-on diva mode. Totally.
Holy
moly.
What
a dick.
Well, I actually have a new person that's my latest on my rude celebrity list. Let me say what happened. Yesterday, I was interviewing Shane Dawson. That comes out on Monday. And I was also supposed to interview somebody else. And they canceled literally moments before the interview.
That sucks.
Should I put them on blast and say who it was?
There's health concerns in the world.
All right, so I won't then.
Unless you saw them gallivanting up and down Pico 20 minutes later.
I don't know the reason.
Or Robertson, I mean.
I don't know the reason, but canceling moments before you're supposed to do an interview.
That sucks.
Fuck it. I'm not gonna say who, but you'll be able to figure it out. Some reality TV person. That isn't it often the case that some of these like reality TV people are
They're very busy people, Perez.
They're the rudest, or just they think so highly of themselves.
Well, they're the least professional because they don't get it. They don't understand how important it is to be professional, to be the Tom Cruise of everything. That's a professional.
To be professional, to be punctual, that's an important part of it. And if you're going to cancel, 100%. Then cancel with notice, you know? Anyways, let's keep it moving. Maybe it's because it's summer and people have more time. Maybe work isn't as busy for folks. I don't get it. But the latest Britney Spears drama with her family seems to be getting a lot of traction. And I'm so bored of it. Personally, and this is my job. It's like, how many times are we going to care or pay attention and make a big deal about her calling out her family?
You can stop. I have. I couldn't care less. I've said it a million times, and it's not like this apathy has set over me with every sort of story. Her record is the same song over and over, and it's not a very good song.
The latest drama is she called out her mother, and then the mother, Lynn Spears, clapped back by sharing some receipts. She shared some screenshots of instant messages, you know, texts. Listen, I will say it like this. I support Britney in doing whatever she wants, whatever she thinks will make her heal and feel better. I just don't understand, and maybe I don't have to understand. It's not my life or my healing, but I don't understand why doing the same thing over and over and over again is helping. What is helping, I think, and what I am excited about with regards to Britney Spears is she is slowly dipping her toe back into the professional world. And according to multiple reports, she got back in the studio recently. Did you hear this?
With Elton John?
Yeah.
To do something. I doubt she was with Elton John, but she probably, you know, laid down some vocals for someone to remix.
I didn't say she was with Elton, but I said she got in the studio recently.
Yeah, I didn't say that she did.
And they're going to do the Dua Lipa treatment where she did a mashup of that old school Elton song and another Elton song, and it became a hit, that Cold Heart song. They're apparently reworking Tiny Dancer.
Ugh. Don't ruin the classic.
It might not be ruined. I mean, that
it's gonna suck.
That Dua Lipa one was a big hit.
Was not good though.
I loved it.
Could have been a big hit. Ugh.
You didn't love it? I loved it.
Elton John's music is perfect, and this dicking around with it, like Tiny Dancer, such a beautiful, perfect song. When I hear people screw with it, I'm just like, ugh, I'm already puking over it. It's terrible. I haven't even heard it. It's terrible.
Well, I personally think it's smart and strategic because I think it could be a quote, easy hit for her.
An easy look for sure. People will look, I'll check it out. I haven't even heard it and I hate it.
How could you hate it if you haven't even heard it? What if it's
because
amazing?
You know why. Tiny Dancer's just,
I know,
the
but
most
it might
perfect
be great.
Song ever.
It might
no,
be amazing.
It won't be. It'll be someone in the studio go, over a great song.
Well, I am excited to hear it, and I
good
wish Britney well. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Finally, after much waiting, Adele has announced her rescheduled Las Vegas dates, which I think I may have been wrong. I think I might have said on this podcast that it wasn't going to happen, and it's happening. And not only is it happening, but it's happening in the original venue that it was supposed to, at the Coliseum.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, there were some rumors that she might be moving the show to another venue, and she was just that unhappy. But it's going to be at the Coliseum, beginning in the fall and going through March. And they even added some extra dates. I think 4 more weeks, so 8 more shows. Hmm. So that might give her fans even more of an opportunity to see her in Vegas if you really want to go see Adele. And there's no way I'm going to get any tickets now.
What did you do?
Remember, I emailed her manager, and the manager ghosted me, and I talked about how the manager ghosted me on the show.
Way to remind everybody, including the management, of that. They probably had forgotten.
Well, I definitely don't think I can email the manager again asking for tickets.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know what? You should do it. Just fuck it. Do it.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I want to see the response, if you even get one.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not dumb, okay?
But think about it. Your last thing may have just gotten buried in the middle of everything that was happening. It may not even been read.
That's true. Maybe I'll see if I can get tickets through Vegas people.
Embarrassment doesn't seem to be a gear that you give a shit about, so why not? Fuck it. Just send them an email.
No, you're listen, you're right, but you missed one important factor. Ego. I have a ginormous ego.
Okay.
So I don't mind being embarrassed, but I don't want to make a fool of myself. Or I don't know. It's like an ego thing.
That ship has sailed, buddy.
It's an ego thing. It's not, an ego thing. In more music related news, people just handle your drinks and your drugs. If you can't handle your drinks and your drugs, you should not be drinking and drugging out in public. Kid Cudi was at that Rolling Loud festival in Miami a few days ago, over the weekend, and people were throwing shit at him.
Bottles, yeah. Plastic bottles.
And that's a safety hazard and just rude as well. And no artist signs up for that. No artist deserves that.
And he was filling in for Kanye. That should be mentioned. He wasn't even on the original lineup. So
I think a lot of people may have been upset.
People were upset that it wasn't Kanye, and they were taking it out on Kid Cudi, which is unprofessional.
Didn't even storm off stage. He calmly walked off stage. Mm-hmm. I think a takeaway from this is festivals need to have a plan B. If you have a really rowdy crowd, you need to be able to put up glass or something that will protect the artist. Like a shield.
Like a netting. At a baseball game.
That's a brilliant idea. That's brilliant.
Sorry, we have to put the net up because you people are assholes.
That's brilliant.
It's called the asshole net. It just comes up when people start behaving like an asshole.
Well, what's great about the net is, you know, people could still really see well through the net. And mm-hmm. also, even a camera outside of the net that's filming for the big screens could get it.
Yeah,
and it's fine. It. Yeah, that's a great idea. All right. Not a great idea, though. I have so much empathy and compassion for this young woman, because she was raised in dysfunction. Honey Boo Boo is a reality TV all-star. She's been doing reality television her whole life, basically, well over a decade. She's now 17 years old. Her mother, I almost wouldn't even call it that, because her mother has basically abandoned her to do drugs and have sex with and be on the road with people. And her older sister has become a maternal figure and has been raising her. At 17 years old, she announced that she is going to have weight loss surgery. Two things. One, I would think a doctor would only perform weight loss surgery on a 17-year-old if it was a critical situation, if it was life or death. I don't know if it's life or death with Honey Boo Boo. I don't think so, especially because, two, she revealed in a new interview with Entertainment Tonight that the reason she's getting weight loss surgery is because she doesn't want to exercise or eat healthy. She literally said, quote, "I know for a fact I could get in the gym, and I know for a fact I could diet, and I know for a fact I can do this to lose my weight. I've tried. I will say I've tried. But the one thing with me is I have no motivation. I have no motivation to just keep going to the gym every day. I have no motivation to keep eating healthy because, like, I'm going to eat what I think is good. I just think I don't have motivation, and I feel like the surgery would be, like, probably the easiest way to just, like, lose it fast.
What kind of surgery are we talking about here? Is this like when they put the band in or something like that?
There's different kinds of weight loss surgery. I don't know the exact one that she's getting.
But if you have that, you still have to control your eating.
Yes,
no?
That's the thing that I guess she does not understand.
That doesn't make you just lose weight. Won't you just throw up everything?
If you eat too much, yeah.
Yeah, if you want your stomach, because they just make your stomach smaller, right?
Yeah.
Like they suck it down, and once it gets filled up, it's coming back up.
However,
that sounds awful.
However, eventually, I don't know how or why, but maybe some of our listeners can call us at 800-721-1185. Maybe some of them have had different kinds of weight loss surgery. I personally know a lot of people that have had weight loss surgery, and they end up gaining the weight back. I don't know how that happens, if it becomes less effective over time, or I guess if people really want, they can find a way to gain the weight back, even if they cut part of your stomach out or squeeze it or whatever it is they do.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm looking really healthy these days. I've been where Honey Boo Boo was at. I've lost 70 plus pounds. I'm a fan and an advocate of doing it the natural way.
Yeah, but it's hard to tell a 17-year-old that.
Unless, and listen, there are some people with actual medical conditions that really cannot lose weight, and I get that. But if you're able to lose weight or be healthier through a healthy eating and being physically active, then that's the best way to do it.
I would think you would try that first and exhaust every option of that before cutting your body open and grabbing an internal organ and subjecting it to any sort of surgery. That just sounds scary to me. But, you know, I don't have weight issues, so I don't know. I hope it works out okay.
I hope so, too. All right. In more wacky news, one of the things I love about myself is
there's a long list.
There is a long list. One of the things I love about myself is I'm objective. I can be. Like, even if I don't like somebody, if I see something bad happening to them or stupid happening to them, I can say, well, I don't like that person, but whatever that thing was, that was stupid. They didn't deserve that. Dave Chappelle, whom I'm not really a fan of. In fact, I don't dislike him. I'm not a fan. I don't like Dave Chappelle.
Right.
He was booked to perform at this venue in Minneapolis.
Not just any venue, First Avenue.
Yeah, a very iconic venue there. A small venue, which is exciting, right? Getting to see him perform in a club setting.
Prince played there. Purple Rain was filmed there. I'm sure meant a lot to him. His relationship with Prince was well documented. So, yeah.
So, you know, that was supposed to happen. And then the day of the show, shortly before, the club canceled because they heard their community and the backlash that booking got. Are they going to now then start vetting every single performer? Like, if you've been arrested for domestic violence, you can't perform at the First Avenue Club. If you've been arrested for stealing from poor people, are they going to start doing that for every person? Like, I just think you're a fucking music venue. If people have a problem with it, don't go see Dave Chappelle.
Thank you. I still don't understand what people's hang up is. There's a brand new special now, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, there is?
Where he talks about being canceled. It's a really fascinating. You should really watch it.
Brand new? When did it come out?
It just came out on Netflix 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I missed that memo.
He went to a performance school, right? And he goes on stage at this school and they want to name the school after him. So he goes to this school and it's an award ceremony, but they taped it as a stand-up special. He spoke on the cancellation. He spoke on just everything that's going on in the world and how context is dead. And it's just very, very good. It's so well thought out. It's bordering on genius. It's so good.
Wow.
It's Carlin-esque.
Wow.
Oh, it's Carlin-esque. It's a perfect response to a very great comic special. Anyhow, you should just watch it because he really breaks down everything that happens and what's going on with our culture and society. It's really a great watch. So if you guys want to, it's short too. I want to say it's definitely under an hour. It's a very quick watch, but it's great. It's really great.
Well, that's really interesting to me. You know, I think earlier this year, he also released another stand-up special for Netflix. So despite...
He has a deal with them.
No, I get that, but like I'm saying...
Six-show deal.
Despite outrage or upset from their employees and the public, Netflix sees value in Dave Chappelle, and they think he makes them money because they could have dropped him, right? They could have gotten out of that deal, but they'd have decided, no, this is...
I don't think so. I think, you know, when you sign comedians, you sign up for whatever they're going to say.
It's all about the... No, what I'm saying is, if so long as they pay him, they would have paid him out of his deal. Do you know what I mean?
I just don't see Netflix doing that.
No, they're not.
Pretty much stand behind their...
No, that's what
comics.
I'm saying. Netflix sees value in Dave Chappelle.
The world should in general. He's brilliant. He's just the best of the best. He's the GOAT right now, so...
Well, in more wacky news, Kylie Jenner upset a lot of people because she took her private plane on a 17-minute flight. Listen, bitches, if I had a private plane, I would fucking take that for a joyride, for a 10-minute flight. Oh, let's just go up in the air just for shits and giggles. I don't care. It's my plane.
Let's do wheelies and donuts in the sky.
Yeah.
I feel you. It's just jealousy. This is, once again, this is another one of these dumb clickbait stories. Every celebrity, A-listers, they are up in their jets all of the time.
I wouldn't say it's dumb because I understand there are some hardcore environmentalists that are bothered by this. But if you have a private plane, you're not an environmentalist. You know, because environmentalists will fly commercial.
Is she claiming to be?
No. So that's, I don't have an issue with it. Yeah.
They're not those kind of people. They suck off the teat of the planet and its people. They're parasites. The Kardashians are parasites.
Ooh, hey.
They are what they are. What are you, hey?
It's I wouldn't call them parasites, all right?
Do you know what a parasite is?
Yes.
It's something that sucks. Okay, I would.
I would not call them parasites.
I would say that they are absolutely capitalists that
well, I would say it's
that, are willing to take. I think most capitalists are parasites. How about
I
that?
Would,
I think most human beings, I'll say even environmentalists, everything we do takes away from this planet. We're all parasites.
I would say that
if that makes you feel better.
I would say the Kardashians have a symbiotic relationship, though. It's not just one way. They may be parasites, but they're also giving people, not everybody, but for many, they're giving people entertainment. So they're not, they are giving back to some. A lot of people really like the Kardashians.
What a rap.
In more wacky news, Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, has a new book coming out. I will not be reading that. But something very interesting that got me thinking, and it was just like a talking point for a bigger conversation. He revealed that while he was in the White House, he had cancer, and he kept it secret, thyroid cancer. And when the White House doctor told him the news, he said, "Don't tell my father-in-law, Donald Trump, and don't tell my wife either." And he didn't specify, at least in this, in the excerpt, the pre-release press for the book, it didn't specify how long he waited to tell his wife, but he kept that news to his chest for a bit before telling his wife. And that just seemed odd to me. Like, that the question is, if you found out you had cancer, would you not tell your girlfriend right away?
Oh, I would tell her. I think it's actually healthy to probably share that with someone to help you get through it, talking it out. It is odd.
Yeah.
But it's also a personal preference. If you think that person's got too much going on in the world right now and it's something that you think you can deal with on your own.
But what's interesting is it's odd, but it's not too odd. Meaning, like, I probably know there's some older people especially who might not even tell their kids they've got cancer. But I find that odd. I would want to know. I would be so upset at my mother if she didn't tell me something like that. I'd be heated. All right. In more wacky news, and then we're going to be wrapping it up soon. Elon Musk, according to the Wall Street Journal, they reported They reported that Elon Musk had an affair with the wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin. And it happened literally around the same time that his employee had two of his children and his ex-girlfriend Grimes had his second child with him. So wow. All around that same time, he was also sleeping with his friend's wife. The guy and his wife were separated at the time, but still living together. I don't know if that makes things any better. If you're still living together, I don't know how separated you are.
Look, if you're separated, you're separated. I mean, that's an agreement. That's a legal binding agreement. So you can do whatever you want. So to each his own. But it sounds like he was doing a lot of whatever he wanted.
All right. I'm going to say this because one of the reasons I just even mentioned this story, it's not just because it's wacky, but because I had a wacky idea. I need to manifest this.
Oh, God.
I have the perfect woman for Elon Musk and the perfect man for this woman. It's going to work like hotcakes or whatever the expression is.
All right, I'm interested. Let's go. Who?
Chelsea Handler. Handler and Elon. She's such an alpha. She's such got like dude energy and bro and tough. And she needs somebody like Elon Musk. And she's so crazy that, and he needs somebody crazy too. And like they're crazy together. It's like a perfect match. I totally see it.
It's not a terrible idea. She just broke up with her boyfriend.
Exactly. So it makes total sense to me. All right. In more wacky news, before we take calls, our last story. So I'm letting you get ready for calls. Mm-hmm. There is this Instagram pastor who was making so much money being a I should maybe be a pastor. I don't
There's
know.
There's so much money in God. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. But this Brooklyn-based Instagram pastor was live streaming. Did you see this story?
No, I missed this. It sounds great.
He was live streaming on Sunday in his church. And he is like a real flashy pastor. So he wears all this jewelry. And then during the live stream, three armed men come and rob him of he had $1 million worth of jewelry on.
Isn't there a passage in the Bible about that? You reap what you sow or something like that.
I don't, you know, whatever you want to donate or give your money to or whatever. But if you're a pastor, I don't think you should be that flashy. Like $1 million worth of jewelry on you. Like what?
Dude, some of these televangelists and the money trail and how much money is in their bullshit game is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
God bless is what I say.
All right. Let's take some calls.
Hi, guys. This is Michelle calling from New York. I absolutely love your podcast.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. I've been a fan of yours since the very beginning. So I'm a diehard. This is kind of random, but I'm watching The Sopranos right now. And I just saw in season 3, episode 3, somebody who looks like Perez. And I was like, oh my goodness, is that Perez? And sure enough, I Googled it, and Perez made an appearance in The Sopranos, which is absolutely mind-blowing. So yeah, anyway, I wanted to just call it about that crazy.
Can I ask about that? So you weren't Perez Hilton yet, right?
No.
You were just an actor going to NYU, right?
I had just graduated. It was like literally like a month after graduation. So it was the year 2000.
So you were a literal nobody doing that show. You weren't in LA.
Nope.
You weren't out here. You hadn't created PerezHilton.com.
I was a nobody.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So what was it like when you got that role? Did you know how big it was or how big the show was? I can't remember back to season 3.
Well, it was huge then.
Was it?
I don't want to be ungrateful. I'm so grateful for that experience, but I never watched The Sopranos. I was a Sex and the City kind of guy. I watched Sex and the City. I didn't watch The Sopranos, but it was still really cool.
Sopranos is one of the most iconic.
I know.
Would be in the conversation for the greatest show of all time.
It was still really cool that I did it, but I never watched it.
So it didn't really...
No, I was excited to do it, of course, like a paid acting job. That's what I was dreaming of. If I would have been on Sex and the City, it would have been like, oh my God, I'm going to be on Sex and the City!
Yeah. Fascinating.
Hi, guys. It's Kathy from Colorado. I love you both.
Oh, thank you.
But Booker, I love you so much.
Oh.
Always keep it real.
Thought it was going the other
Always
way.
Bring people back to earth, and I just love you so much for it. Just hearing, I'm a little bit behind because I was on vacation, but the whole Chris Pratt religion BS, if you want to follow that, go ahead and follow it. I don't think you were rude. I am 1,000% with you. Nobody has talked to God. That book has brought more evil than anything else to this world.
Oh, listen, Kathy, you're gonna get the maniacs coming after you.
Yeah, I don't want to keep having this conversation. I want.
You definitely don't
I
want that.
Want. I'm definitely not afraid or I don't mind offending people, but I want to keep growing our fucking podcast. I want to make more money doing this. I want all the religious people.
Hi, guys. Love you both. And just calling to comment on the Ricky Martin situation that you guys both spoke about last week. I tend to agree with Booker because just because somebody's family doesn't give them a pass to ruin your life. So if it's not true what is being alleged by this nephew, then yeah, Ricky should go hard on him. And who cares if it's his nephew? He doesn't earn that deserve that title really of nephew anymore if this isn't true. And yeah, Ricky should just say what he wants to say. And it doesn't matter that it's the nephew.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. That's sort of the point I was trying to make. And that story did come full circle.
Yeah.
Guys, we need more calls. Don't make them about God because we're tired of it. God is tired of it.
Yeah. And this Monday, Shane Dawson and me, no holds barred, no question off the table. Tune in for that and share this show with all your friends. PerezPodcast.com. PerezPodcast.com. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye, guys.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Hey everyone, you might remember me from Teen Mom 2, but my 15 minutes is almost up. So I'm back with another podcast. I'm your barely famous host, Kale Lowry, and I'm catching up with people from my past, putting my exes on the hot seat, and chatting with TikTokers, influencers, and other reality stars. Get weird with me every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.